Hello, everyone. You're listening to Poetry, the Memoir of the Soul. I'm Barbara Leyenhard, your host and poet in residence. I usually say, the table is set, come on in and join me for some tea or coffee. But we have to make it a virtual visit because of COVID-19. My husband and I have been sequestered away at home and only leave for drives, a walk, medicine, and food. We feel fine so far because we follow other precautions put out by the CDC. You know them. Wash the hands, wear masks out shopping for food, wipe down handles, carts, steering wheels, countertops, walls, cats, sneeze and cough into the arm, and mainly isolate, isolate, isolate. We learn new rules about how to live and remain healthy. I'm washing my celery with soap and water, for God's sake, because we are even told how to scour the groceries and to cleanse packages. My husband isolates the mail for a few days before we open it. Our hands now laundry to scrub and hit on rocks until bleached, sanitized, cracked, and bleeding. Our routines and rituals are totally disrupted. My husband can't teach his music lessons at home. We both use Zoom and FaceTime to be in touch with people. We write poetry and songs. I worry because if one of us falls ill with COVID-19, we'll have to self-isolate even more apart from each other in our own house. It's like we are refugees in an unfamiliar world which has grown eerily quiet. In seclusion, we are facing ourselves, suddenly ourselves, our soul, our light. What shape is it? Now that I have time to think about it, does our light have a shape? What shape are we in, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally, may determine the contours of our light. Emotions, thoughts, and words can affect the shapes of water crystals according to controlled experiments done by Masaru Emoto, who wrote The Hidden Messages in Water, 2001. He demonstrated that the shapes of water crystals are determined by the vibrations emitted by negative and positive emotional statements, thoughts, words, and even types of music. If the word hate is spoken to water that is then frozen, high-speed photographs of the water crystals show grossly malformed shapes. However, if we speak the word love to water, frozen water crystals display beautiful, intricate configurations. Water crystals change in shape after prayer and do not respond well to heavy metal music, criticism, shame, and blame. Many factors can change the structure of water, according to the documentary posted in the description of this podcast episode. Scientists know the chemical composition of water, H2O, yet still do not fully understand the magical properties of water. The key to these differences in the responses of water to negative and positive influences is vibration. Negative emotions emit different vibrations than positive emotions do. Words, feelings, thoughts, and colors all emit vibrations that resound with us physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Thus, the way we speak, think, and feel about ourselves and others can change the shape of our light. We can poison ourselves with negativity that is seeped into the water in our bodies, and this water photographs the shapes of our souls. Dr. Emoto's results have been challenged as unscientific, even though he took a scientific approach in a lab. Lynn McTaggart, author of The Field and The Intention Experiment, reported on a double-blind exercise conducted by Dean Radin, I'm not sure if it's Radin or Rad, with the Institute of Noetic Sciences, in which they were able to replicate Emoto's experiments and findings. This is in The Intention Experiment, 2007, pages 184 to 185. Given these findings and the fact that we are three-fourths water, what is the shape of our water and thus our light, especially at this time when our lives are totally disrupted and stress levels are so high? Reality as we know it is being rewritten daily. As Dr. Emoto shows, responses of fear, distress, and despair are all low-vibrating energies that cause water crystals to malform. Is our light in turn malformed by low-vibrating energies? I explore this topic in the context of our current situation with COVID-19, beginning with this poem, Refugees. As we flee into our homes from the new coronavirus, we find ourselves in a new reality in which we have to face our light. Have we ever truly been alone with ourselves, to sense the shape of our light, to trace it, nurture it, hold it? What does it tell us? Can we listen? Can we accept our new profile? How will we survive this virus in isolation? Will the shape of our light forever change? Refugees. Fleeing the predator, we are refugees. Exiled on an alien terrain, the figure of our liberty withdraws her arms. Is this foreign place a hermitage? How we mocked the monks in their silent prayer on mountaintop retreats. The sages, their verses written in caves, nod their heads as we face seclusion, this pivotal moment foretold. We are alone, sequestered with whom? Rage of disbelief, grief, and a vacuum of quiet. We must greet ourselves, but who are we really? We have run from our light forever over time to bustle for accolades, trophies, success, and wealth. Noise belies addiction. We can't be still enough to look into our own eyes. But now it is time to see our light, the profile of our light. Is it as sharply defined as a crystal responding to love? Is it a blur spoken by despair? A skeleton? How we feel and think, our light. What we say and do, our light. Water crystals disfigure to the vibration Hitler, but bloom into glorious designs to Chopin's concertos. Thoughts design our light. Hope, our Rembrandt, our Da Vinci. Our dark, a shade of light. Despair, shadow light with no face. Only a broken outline. Panic has anatomy in loss. Isolation from family. Heart-wrenching seclusion in crowded, chaotic wards. Husbands, wives, fathers, mothers, children, and now babies part from us in their last breaths. The elderly sacrificed for the young, the dead piled high, ready for the ice trucks. Our souls, flames stretching from a hot bed, we sear in tears. In our mirrors, the form of frown, the contour of disbelief. The wide eyes of no, no, not this, how can this be so? The framework of prayer, has it changed too? Is this isolation sacred seclusion for self-discovery? Or our prison, or our reckoning? Helpless, lost. A new maze of madness, insane contours, our light wandering mass. We seek solace with the sages in makeshift houses of hymns. Unstable precipices project us into oblivion. We grab onto holds and hoist ourselves onto solid ground again. Still, uncertainty meddles with our light. We are lost on a new terrain. Cast as refugees. Danger, misplacement from family and friends. We hide from an invisible monster. Chaos, damage, death in a sanctum with someone we hardly recognize, our masked selves. To finally know the contour of our light, our true being, is this the greater fear, or is this the message? Moreover, friends, at this time of a worldwide panic and pandemic, we question whether we are enough. Are we adequate to meet the challenge? Can we gather ourselves together like bits of sand, reconfigure to build a beach, not linger as lone grains washed into the watery abyss? Were we really ever connected? If not, can we somehow bind together to construct a new earth? My poem, Mosaic. Mosaic, this sand, granular nuggets, marks paths through thickets, ground stomped flat into sand by those in search of berries, ambling lovers, their secrets and flowers emerge. This sand, scoured snips of stone, creates desert dust under searing sun, a coarse bed for cacti, it stretches to oasis. This sand, ground grains of ancient girth, amasses into clay, forms bricks, mortar, concrete, glass. This sand, tiny bits of rock rolled in the tides of hungry waves, heaving beachcombers toward the sea, makes a bed for the feathers of gulls. This sand, each speck of granule chiseled down earth, hardened dust, beseeches the light. Am I enough to hold up this world? Am I enough to bear this grace? There is hope, my friends. In a storm, it is easier to walk on a sandy path than a muddy one. We can come together to create a mosaic with new shapes of our light, much like the sand, which can take many shapes. It builds our lives and holds us up in so many ways. Like all the stars and planets that settle in their mortar, dark matter, to construct our universe, our light can transform to forge the foundation for a new reality. We cannot resolve this current crisis alone on a spiritual level either. My next poem, A Prayer Calm Within the Storm, shows grief and doubt and all that entails, such as revealing uncertainty, denying, bargaining, drawing boundaries, beseeching, and questioning, and resisting. Even grief has a terrain, a shape. A Prayer Calm Within the Storm. To you, the One Most High, I send this prayer. It is not with words, but with the light from my heart. Words may tarnish what I truly feel. I am of light, am I not? You know me as I truly shine. I am still studying all the facets of my light to discover my soul mind. But you know me, my dimensional glow, my powers. Each crack in my face, a shattered facade. I cannot lie to the One Most High. I open my heart to you. May I say I am hurting? It shows in my light, does it not? Is this the death of self or new growth of soul? Which is it? All the suffering I see, all the despair I feel, has deformed light into a contour of shadows. So I kneel in prayer to the One Most High. May I release this grief to you to be transformed into dust for new stars, rather than as bricks for a wider wall around my heart. I feel those dense walls of heavy stone and mortar slowly building up over time. Bramble chokes my throat. I drown in a drought of tears. May I receive healing and assistance, guidance. May I be blessed, saved, anointed. When I rise up with my arms to touch you, I feel your light always as it flows into my veins. I am caught up in surviving a battle of wills. I know. I battle your grace all too often. I can save myself. Only I can make this way. I work so hard for you. I am enough, am I not? Am I not your vessel of seeds for your gardens? Am I not your sword as I rage in this messy confrontation of powers and forces all around me? Humbly, I come to know that you are never apart from me. I am you. I am you. This spark of light in my heart is you. How can I dismiss it, taint it with fear, wall it off, resist gratitude? How can I address you but on my own mundane terms? This separation, this way of mine, is illusory. I and my, you and your, all that is the light. The light emanating into and from the heart, cosmic breath. Just being in this light, without petitioning, without crying out, without withstanding, beseeching, condemning, without apologizing, negotiating, grieving, without fearing a fate, without playing the drama. Just being in this light, just being, this is enough. That is the prayer, is it not? That is the prayer. Friends, at this time of self-doubt, we may question our worth. Is the shape of our light enough to construct a healing matrix? Can we conjoin and coalesce our sacred light bodies to create a new earth? We are on a hero's journey in a dark country, but we see the way ahead lit up. We emerge owning the ground, no longer refugees. We can forge new paths into the wonder of self and humankind, especially if we can unite and use our weapons for good health wisely, and find courage and wisdom in the shape of our light. If we maintain positive thoughts and feelings and speak with positive intent and integrity. Thank you for listening. This is Poetry, the Memoir of the Soul with Barbara Lanehart, host, writer, producer. Thank you everyone for joining me. Leave your virtual cup here and I will take care of it. You will always have a friend here. Check out my other poetry podcasts. Please follow, like, and share. Remember that you too can write your own poetic memoir.